Hear instruction and be wise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. I wish you a blessed feast day of Our Lady's Immaculate Conception. If you're like most Americans, these days, unless you've got it all done already, one of those very organized people, you're busy shopping one way or another for Christmas presents. That almost, in a sense, defines the season for us, doesn't it? I was almost going to say outside of church, but here in church, today we are come not only to honor Our Lady, but to consider this wonderful truth. Did you ever, it's human nature, when you're out buying presents for others, just sort of give in and get yourself a little gift too? Today is the day on which Almighty God got himself the greatest, the best, the most beautiful gift of all, that he shared it with us. But first, as in the words of the epistle from the Old Testament, hear instruction, be wise, refuse it not. Have all mankind contracted the guilt of original sin? Catechism. All mankind have contracted the guilt and stain of original sin, except the Blessed Virgin, who, through the merits of her divine Son, was conceived without the least guilt or stain of original sin. The Blessed Mother of God, by a singular favor and privilege of omnipotent God, is preserved without stain of sin. How does that happen? Our Lord died so that his mother, who is already standing next to him, mediatrix of all graces, should be preserved from sin. You see, everything in the past all look to the coming of our Lord. Remember, we saw Sunday that God is eternal. Past, present, future are all the same to Almighty God. And so, although our Lord had not yet been born, much less had he died so that when Our Lady was conceived, daughter to Anna and Joachim, she would have on her soul no original sin, because his death is infinite. That's another word from Sunday, isn't it? In its value and in its effect. He is her Redeemer then, as well as our own. And for his own sake, he made her worthy to be his mother. That's the gift part. She was conceived, daughter, as I say, of her parents. It was a miraculous conception because already her mother was very advanced in years. But at the moment when body and soul were united together, she was never, even for a split second, under the power of evil. She is the only child of Adam and Eve who is so exempted. This is the source of her sanctity. This is the reason for her perfection. Sin never got in first, as it did with us, to form a block, an obstacle, a wall, a gate against grace. Scripture tells us she's without sin. Going back to the garden, the fathers of the church have always given us this interpretation right from the very beginning, that Our Lady is sine macula, without stain or immaculate. Hers is a spotless purity of body and of soul, and that gives her that wonderful charm and grace. If you could see the Blessed Mother, nothing in this world would ever have any meaning or joy or attraction for you next to her. It would be being in heaven for just a moment. Hers is the fullness of grace, and this is joy for God and for his angels. This doctrine, as I say, has always been held by the church, and then in 1854 it was infallibly proclaimed as a true doctrine, the dogma of our faith. Her conception was not like our Lord's divine. It was a human conception And yet, as we've seen, it was indeed miraculous. From the first moment of Mary's conception, she had the use of reason. Angels are that way, and Adam too, the first moment of her existence. And thus, she began right away to serve God and to merit great graces for his honor and for his glory. The Immaculate Conception is a privilege of Mary. It's not a right. It is a free gift. It is a favor of God's love. That's why the devil hates Mary so much, because he is envious of her. She was never, however, unlike us, in his power. Consider for a moment today, talking about gifts and favors, all of the graces, all of the gifts, the favors God has given us and God has given you. Redemption, baptism, the Blessed Sacrament, actual grace, sanctifying grace, absolution of your sins. If you start the list of the gifts you got, it's the season of lists and gifts, isn't it? Why, you'd never come to an end of it. But this is the one gift that brings us to church today, which is all for God. You see, God's Son wanted a mother for himself in time who would be all his own, who would belong to him entirely in every possible way. And so he created Mary for himself. He formed her in her body. He created her soul. He filled her with that treasure of grace, which is God's life itself. He gave her everything a creature could receive, but he did it for himself because God didn't want any contact with Satan or with sin, not for his son, not for his mother. We have flowers in church almost all year round, except on some days of great penance. Their symbolism, among other things, is this. The flower is the true beauty of the plant. So our Savior, according to the Old Testament prophecy of Isaiah, willed to be born from the pure stem of Mary, so that he would be the glory, he would be the honor, he would be the fruit of her immaculate virginity. This is the story. This is the instruction of our Advent Holy Day. God got a gift for himself. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.